This is Susan V. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with sculptor, teacher, and longtime Telluride local Julie McNair. A show of her work produced over the past 5 years will be mounted at AHA's Daniel Tucker Gallery, 300 South Townsend Street. The event is being co-promoted by her gallery in town, the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art. The show runs from August 24th through September 24th. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Susan.
So, to begin, was there any doubt in your mind you would one day grow up to become an artist of some sort?
No, there was no doubt. My grandmother involved me in her creative process, restoring antiques at the age of 6. Working with my hands came naturally to me, so that's where I excelled.
So you went from strength.
Absolutely.
So why sculpture and why not painting, for example?
Well, some people are just more naturally three-dimensional. I actually learned to draw the figure, as an example, from sculpting the figure. My figures are not only sculpted but also painted, so I do paint, but currently I market my figures.
Okay. At what point in your career did you discover clay, and what qualities of clay made you stay with it?
I experimented with clay in graduate school, both sculpture and pottery. While working as artist-in-residence in Powell, Wyoming, I actually fell in love with throwing because of access to an electric wheel over the kick wheels I had earlier experienced. When Mississippi State University hired me, I had to switch mediums because I didn't have a foundry to work with, and they never did end up with money to do the expansion. My days of metal work, as it turned out, were behind me. I was young and able to adapt. After leaving Mississippi State, it was another 3 years before I would be able to purchase a kiln. It was then the tool I had to make sculpture. It was never about clay, as with many purists. I just wanted to make sculpture.
Okay, thank you. Describe your creative process, Julie, including some of the techniques you've been working on and modifying for years.
Well, everything starts with an idea and maybe a glimpse of something to spur you on. Clay has a few constraints and it shrinks approximately 15%. As an example, a 40-inch figure will shrink in height to 36 inches. You have to make the walls of your form an even thickness to avoid cracking. My figures are built hollow using a combination of pinch and coil techniques. By the time I get to the waist of a figure, the feet and legs are nearly dry and cannot be altered with much success. Whatever idea you start with, you must be willing to go with the flow. What idea inspires me is truly a jumping-off place. Some pieces, like Relic, just pop into my head and I miraculously go the way you planned. Sometimes I have a title before beginning a piece, and the intention holds throughout, but after the final finishes and expression are in place, the title must change, generally implying an expansion of my original intent. The finishes all vary, some relying more on paint and others with simple staining. Most pieces are then fired a final time using a torch and different papers, altering and tarnishing the applied colors. This is a technique that I developed.
Okay, thank you very much. What, in your mind, unites the body of work on display at AHA?
All of the work in this exhibition is from the same series. In fact, I've never worked on one series for this long. While my work has usually had figures involved, this series shows the figure freestanding, mostly, and represent the frailty of the human condition. The series has enabled me to express things that I've wanted to express for many decades. It's like I have finally found my voice.
I think that has to be a wrap. This is once again Susan V. Brock of Telluride Inside and Out. I'm speaking with Julie McNair. Her show at the AHA School goes up August 24th and runs for a solid month through September 24th. The artist's reception is on August 27th. Her gallery in town, the Telluride Gallery of Fine Art, is co-promoting. Thank you very much for your time, Julie.
Thanks so much, Susan.